This is Ben Jensen here at KFRM Ag Radio 550 AM. I'm currently talking to Stephanie Zelenko, the National Agronomy Manager at AgriLiquid. So Stephanie, with corn planting season coming soon for many farmers, what recommendations do you have for products from AgriLiquid that can help them throughout their growing season, and any other advice you would have for them as they start out planting, and any other tips or advice from the agronomy side of things?
AgriLiquid has a complete line of crop nutrition. So we have the N, P, and K that growers oftentimes think about, but we also have micronutrients and secondary nutrients. And what we like to do is talk with those growers, look at a soil test, look at what their crop demand might be, and then find that missing link and look at and figure out which one of those nutrients is going to give them that best yield return, along with that best return on fertilizer dollars.
If a producer wanted to put more nitrogen in their soil, what products that AgriLiquid have that would specialize in improving their nitrogen usage? And also,
we have a couple different options when we're looking at nitrogen management. High Energy N is our main standalone nitrogen product. It's a 27% nitrogen with sulfur. But if you guys are using a UAN solution, 28 or 32%, we have a product Enhance that works really well by adding some additional sulfur in there and increasing that overall efficiency and utilization of that nitrogen for a crop. So two really good options depending upon, you know, what your applications are and what your methods currently are.
And with adding these nutrients, is there anything that producers need to know so they don't over-apply or under-apply? What's kind of the sweet spot for certain nutrients?
For all nutrients, you know, it's best to look at that soil test and crop demand. Also, yield history. Like, you have yield maps and different things on combines now, so you can see those good parts of the field and try to figure out, you know, through tissue test or soil test, what makes a good field good. And a lot of times we see those micronutrients step things up. Potassium is another one by putting multiple applications of potassium out there. We have a couple potassium products, SureK and Calibrate, along with all the micronutrients. And all of those can go out either planter applied or with a side dress or wide drop application, or even foliar later in the season.
So when would a producer most likely need some of these nutrients, whether it's nitrogen or potassium or sulfur? What time of the planting season would you recommend them to apply that for the best growth of the crop?
I'm going to recommend anything early is going to be the best option, because that's going to prevent any deficiencies from occurring. But there's some nutrients like nitrogen or sulfur that could leach. So I like that spoon feed approach by putting a little bit out early in the season and then doing multiple applications throughout the year.
All right. And is there anything else that a producer needs to know about AgriLiquid if they would like to reach out for more information on products from you or another part of AgriLiquid?
We have a number of dealers across the U.S., and so our website has all that information. So if you want to learn more about our products or figure out who your local sales rep is, just visit our website, agriliquid.com.
All right. Well, thank you, Stephanie. Again, for our listeners, that is Stephanie Zelenko. She's the National Agronomy Manager at AgriLiquid, and we are here at the Commodity Classic. I appreciate you for joining me here, Stephanie, on KFRM 550 AM.
Thank you for having me.